For painters throughout history, the portrait has been a staple of their repertoire. The style is a way of capturing a moment in time, the subject, their muse. But one Fort Collins artist is taking a different look at both. KUNC Arts reporter Stacey Nick has more.
Hey.
Hi. I'm sorry.
This isn't the first time I've met painter Haley Hassler, but if this encounter at her new exhibit at Fort Collins' Museum of Art was our first, I wouldn't need an introduction. Each of the show's more than 20 portraits sports a familiar face.
My work might start with just a little idea, like I'm going to have the female character, and I don't think of it as me, I do think of it as just a female character.
But Hassler is that character, along with a revolving cast that includes her husband, three children, and even some of their pets. Over the last 15 years, the self-portrait has become a hallmark of her work.
It really started as a practical decision where I needed a model, and as a young art student, I had an available body in myself and the mirror.
As we walk through the quiet, still closed museum, it becomes clear that the paintings, many of which were inspired by iconic works from the great masters, are a reflection of Hassler's love for art history, as well as her frustration with it.
That goes back to the idea that women haven't told their story enough in history. Women have not had the opportunity to have their voices heard so much before as we do now. And it turns out those stories are different and they need to be told. And how can I tell it from any other point of view but my own? And it'll be nice when one day we don't have to say this is the woman's point of view, this is a human point of view, instead of it being the default male point of view.
For Hassler, the most intriguing images are those of a mother and child.
So this one is called Mother and Child with Snakes and Ribbons. And it is a very new painting. It's the most recent of the paintings in the show.
It's so new, in fact, that it's still a work in progress. The inspiration came from Caravaggio's Madonna and Child with St. Anne.
And it's quite a startling image of the mother holding her naked child, who's probably a toddler, and the two of them are putting their feet on the head of a really frightening-looking serpent.
For Hassler, it's a reflection of a mother teaching her child about the evil in the world, but also the dangers of life and childhood. In the painting, her son is playing with the snake, albeit a rubber one. To create these characters, Hassler uses a display mannequin that she dresses in elaborate costumes and surrounds with still-life props in her studio. A full-length mirror allows her to paint herself into the picture. For her children, she relies on photos. The kids have pretty much come to expect that they will appear in mom's works.
And I think they just think this is what moms do.
Many of the works feature Hassler with an ambivalent look on her face, as she does in her painting based on Tintoretto's Origin of the Milky Way.
Zeus is holding up the baby Hercules to the goddess Juno, and she's actually unwilling to nurse him, but he is kind of forcing this child on her breast because he would like the child to be a god.
Here, she's nursing her youngest son while two other babies fly through the air around her. Just past her shoulder, her husband awaits with yet another baby. Milk sprays out like pearls.
In the original painting, it's so powerful it is going to turn a baby into a god. And we do have this kind of mystical feeling about breast milk today. It's so important and also kind of scary. And we've had these battles about women nursing in public and such strong feelings about breasts and nursing and babies. And then here I am doing it and feeling like my life kind of revolves around it.
While the characters in the portraits are characters, the story that they tell is still Hassler's. Nowhere is that more obvious than in Portrait with Young Hens. It's in stark contrast to most of her work. It's just Hassler, standing with her breasts and 9-month pregnant belly exposed, holding two baby chickens.
I was tired when I made that painting. I was close to having the child, and it has a less finished surface than many of my paintings. I had to just finish it in that time period. I knew it wasn't going to last much longer, and I couldn't stand on my feet for too many hours, and yet I really wanted to have this last chance to paint my body in that state, which is, it's just fascinating to have your body, especially if you're a self-portrait figure painter, to have your own body become such a different body.
As her children get older, Haley Hassler is exploring other elements of life. But she says she often still comes back to motherhood.
Those things will all come into the paintings. I just can't help it. They just pop in. What I tend to be thinking about and stewing over comes into the work.
And she's good with that. There haven't been enough women's stories in art, she says, at least not from the first-person perspective. Stacey Nick, KUNC.